You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The financial troubles at Milwaukee Public Schools are back in the spotlight. Stuart J. Wattles tells us more.
The district is likely to miss another round of state reporting deadlines, putting millions in funding at risk. State officials say the delays don't just affect Milwaukee. School districts everywhere can't finalize their budgets until the reports are in. MPS says they're trying hard to meet the deadline at the end of the month.
And businesses are supporting more public funding for universities of Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has the story.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion at Titletown Tech in Green Bay last week on the role of UWs in the economic vibrancy of Northeast Wisconsin and the entire state. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities. In his 2025-27 biennial budget, Governor Tony Evers proposed increasing funding for the UW system by $856 million. However, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has called that budget request a non-starter.
Meanwhile, Congress is considering a bill that includes many initiatives from the Trump administration, including cuts to Medicare and tax cuts. Also included in that bill is a provision added by Republicans that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed onto a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own AI laws could cause harm. President Donald Trump has already rolled back some AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. The odds of a Kenosha casino happening went up. Stuart J. Wattles tells us more.
The Kenosha News reports the Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha Casino has cleared a major obstacle after a federal agency rejected an amendment that would have limited new tribal casinos near Milwaukee. The decision removes a hurdle allowing the $360 million project to continue moving through the approval process. It needs an okay from the federal government and the Wisconsin governor. The proposal is for land along I-94 near 60th Street.
And it was another successful drug take-back day in Wisconsin. Jimmy Kuska explains.
The nation's leader during the spring drug take-back day was Wisconsin. According to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the state collected over 56,000 pounds of unwanted prescription medication. In the 15 years of the program, Wisconsin has collected about 1.37 million pounds of medication, third behind Texas and California all time. The event happens twice per year, once in the spring and once in the fall. You can visit the DHS website to find year-round drug collection sites and more information about the program.
And there are over 500 permanent drug disposal boxes across Wisconsin, which you can find on the DHS website. And the Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kelda Royce argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. Law enforcement agencies across the state are starting their annual campaign to reinforce the life-saving habit of wearing a seatbelt. Melissa Kay tells us more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
And the pesky buzzy bugs that come in clouds, the lake flies, are back. Lisa Hale reports.
Every year around this time, lake flies return to the area around the shores of Lake Winnebago. Lake flies are vital to the ecology of Lake Winnebago, providing food for birds, fish, and in their immature stages are an important part of a sturgeon's diet, so says UW Oshkosh biology professor Robert Stelzer. Lake flies may be stinky, noisy, and annoying, but they only live for a few days as they mate, lay eggs, and start the whole life cycle over. It may also be interesting to note, according to the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance, lake flies are midges that do not have functional mouth parts, so they can't bite or even eat.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2025 Plant of the Year. This year, the agency is encouraging us to plant milkweed in our yards. There are 13 native milkweed species in Wisconsin, and 5 of them are listed as endangered, threatened, or under special concern. Milkweed is especially helpful for monarch butterflies, as the only plants the butterflies lay their eggs on and the only food the caterpillars eat. And if you want, you can find native milkweed plants on the DNR's website. One of the Mississippi River crossings is closed for an emergency bridge repair. Jimmy Cuska has the details.
The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing is unexpectedly closed once again. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers, prompting the closure. The bridge will be closed for at least this week and until further notice, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien.
And the Iowa DOT will inspect the bridge and said they will have an update at the end of the week. And attendance numbers are in from the Film Fest. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
More than 32,000 Milwaukee movie lovers went to this year's Milwaukee Film Festival. It's about the same number as last year, but with fewer films on the schedule. That meant bigger crowds at each screening, with attendance up nearly 50% per showing. The festival awarded The Librarians as Best Feature and Jane Austen's period drama as Best Short.
And Wisconsin is number one. Lisa Hale explains.
This time, it's for the most prescription medications collected during the Spring Drug Takeback Day. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced that the state collected over 56,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The DEA partners with states twice a year in the spring and fall to give people a safe, convenient, and responsible way to dispose of drugs, while at the same time educating them on the potential for abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications.
And the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that it's illegal to pass agricultural vehicles in no passing zones. Law enforcement authorities said that they responded to over 400 crashes involving farm vehicles just last year. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched 5 scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first 3 starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every 6th day or 5th day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In projects related to Jeremy Allen White news, the 4th season of The Bear just got its season 4 release date, and 10 new episodes will drop this summer. The show's won a combined 10 Emmy Awards in its first 2 seasons. Although the 3rd season was not as critically acclaimed as the first 2, it is expected to bring multiple nominations. The new season will drop June 25th on FX and also air on Hulu and Disney+. There is also news regarding Jeremy Allen's new film, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In the film, White plays Bruce Springsteen, set during a time during the Boss's career when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his critically acclaimed album, Nebraska. In addition to White as Bruce Springsteen, the film stars Jeremy Strong as Springsteen's manager, John Landau, and Stephen Graham as Springsteen's father. The film is based on Warren Zane's book of the same title. Deliver Me From Nowhere will hit theaters October 24th of this year. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media, where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night, and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. When you've got a 38-year-old franchise, even the main character's kids would be too old for this. Even though it's become one of the most tired franchises ever, Lethal Weapon is giving birth yet again to sequel number 5. 69-year-old cranky Mel Gibson will direct the new flick and reprise his role as Martin Riggs, and 78-year-old Danny Glover is back as Murtaugh. Sure, this sounds really uninteresting, but before you judge, let me just say this is not your father's Lethal Weapon. Actually, it is. Speaking of part 5s, not sure Toy Story needed a 3 or 4, much less a 5, but it's happening, and it just got a little funnier, with the addition of new cast member Conan O'Brien. That's right. The former late night host and the MC of the last and next Oscars will play a character called Smarty Pants in the new chapter. Variety reports that the new film sees Buzz, Woody, and Jesse's jobs being challenged by electronics. Toy Story 5 is scheduled to hit theaters June 19th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more rain on the way today. In fact, we could end up with another quarter inch or more by the time everything winds down this evening. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.